Welcome to the Be Better Chop Shop Podcast.
Why is it the Chop House, man?
The Chop Shop, man, because we chop it up and dissect the information in here.
I like that.
Be Better World is a movement about empowering people. Stay tuned for some really cool people, some really cool episodes, and learn what you can do to empower yourself. So welcome back to the Be Better World podcast. We're in the Chop Shop again. And like I said, season two is a little bit more intense only because the world is a little bit more intense right now. So I am honored and have the pleasure of having in the room with me the CEO of the Northern Hotel, Mr. Mike Nelson. How are you, sir?
Well, now that I'm CEO, I'm even better.
Okay, well, did I mess up the title? Tell me that.
No. Oh, okay, that works too.
Okay.
My business card says Man About Town.
Of course it does, because that's your business card, right? So I've had the pleasure probably over the last couple of months to be in a couple of settings with Mike, and just the pleasure of interacting with him on some fairly tough issues that the city is trying to tackle. So I wanted to have you on the show and just kind of talk about that stuff a little bit and get your take on what's going on in the city, and we'll just go from there. So I should also mention too, wait, he has another big job. I'm sorry, I can't leave this out. Mike is currently the chairman of the board for the Billings Chamber of Commerce. And right now, the chamber is undertaking a massive project in the realm of diversity and inclusion.
Correct.
And Mike is kind of, I won't say heading that up, but definitely being a facilitator, spearheader for that. So tell them a little bit about your background, because I found this out at lunch a couple of weeks ago, the HR part of it. I think you should talk about
it. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Tell them a little about you, Mike.
Well, I could go on for a long time because I'm an old guy. But born and raised in Billings, Montana, Meadowlark Elementary, Will James Junior High, Billings West is best, class of 1977, and then Eastern Montana College, which when they got their name changed to Montana State University, I thought I got a promotion because I went from a college to a university degree. Met the woman who was going to be my wife at a restaurant in the 70s. And before we got married, she came home one day and says, I got a job teaching school in Las Vegas, and I'm thinking of taking it. And I said, you know, I want to live in Billings, so I'm telling you what, if you take that job, I'll never, we're over. And she said, see ya. So we were married a few months later.
I guess she lost that battle.
Oh, man, it was never a contest. It was like it was a bluff. We were married, and next thing I know, I'm living in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. And, of course, you know, in Vegas, the thing to do is it's either sell life insurance, which I tried and failed at, or work in the casinos. Next thing you know, I'm in the human resources department at casinos. And I spent the next 30 years as a human resources director on the Las Vegas Strip.
And see, I think that's important, right? Because I think, you know, even though born and raised in Billings, Montana, getting that cultural shock, I'm sure it had to be moving there, I would imagine, has set you up beautifully to be facilitator, spearheader of the things that's currently going on.
Yeah, I mean, who isn't different in Las Vegas?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, no kidding. And it did, I think. But, you know, working in the casinos, it's a pretty diverse area. I remember in the 80s, we would bring folks in from all over the world to work in the casinos. And, you know, here I am, this kid. I think the biggest city that I ever seen before was Omaha.
I'm sorry.
That's another story.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So all of a sudden, we're running these casinos that are, you know, built on all kinds of different people. It was scary. It was wonderful. It was really neat, and it was a quick 30 years.
That's kind of like oxymoron.
It is, but it happened fast. So it was like I said, okay, I tell you what, Judy, we're going to live in Las Vegas, but max 2 years. And then I'm going back home to Billings, Montana, going to sell life insurance, going to run for governor. 30 years later, it's like, well, okay, now what do we do?
Right. So. All right, so we got to talk about two things. We got to talk about the Northern, because we got to talk about the Northern. Well, let's start with talking about the Billings Chamber of Commerce and
the Diversity and Inclusion Committee and that thing. And why am I talking about that? Because that's a hot topic and a hot button for everybody right now. I know the chamber is progressively trying to do some things to change the music, right? To change the music in the city. And so I think it's really, really important because a lot of people don't get to hear and or see some of that stuff that's going on. So kind of talk about what you're seeing, what the chamber's doing. I think it's really important that people hear that.
Yeah, you know, the chamber is one of the most agile enterprises I've ever seen, and it can change its focus on a dime. And if every business in the country could take a lesson from the Billings Chamber, we'd all be better off. You know, businesses need to be agile. And when the life changed in Billings with the COVID, it spun around and it took COVID. But one of the things that we thought would be very important based on what's been happening in Billings in the last few years, is to undertake a diversity initiative. And right now it's being, the committee is being run by one of the most brilliant people I know, Julie Seathouse, and doing some work that, it's important. That's probably the best word for it. This work is important. I don't know that there's anything that's probably less important other than, you know, staying healthy and wearing your mask. But right now, this is where Billings needs to go.
Yeah, so interestingly enough, so what kind of, and I'll tell the story, what kind of drew Mike and I together, we were at the yearly chamber event.
And, yes, we were.
And we had a speaker, African-American lady was speaking. After the speaker was done, the gentleman in the audience stood straight up and said, "Is Billings, Montana racist?" 200 people in the room, that's what he says.
Yeah,
think about that for a second.
I have to tell you that at that moment in time, I was very happy that I wasn't the only one standing at the podium because I didn't know what to do.
Yep.
You know, do you run over and punch him or do you hug him or do you just, you know, get him off later and have conversation? And that's what we did afterwards. You were there. You were actually a really good teacher for me that day on the art of staying calm and taking what comes at you with some compassion and understanding. So congratulations.
I appreciate it. Well, I've had this skin for a while, right? So, you know, not a lot shocks me anymore. But you know what? I said this. I think that gentleman helped birth something that people didn't realize, right? Yeah. Because, you know, I always say this. You don't get emotional about things that you don't feel for.
That's right.
Right. And mm-hmm. So the fact that he showed that type of emotion in that type of setting, that speaks volumes to the work that we need to be doing in our own community. And the fact that, like I said, you know, my wife sits on that diversity and inclusion in committee. So, you know, I hear about the work that's going on with that. So I just wanted to congratulate you on being a part of that, I want to congratulate you on being a champion for it.
Thanks.
Because we talk about like this is great and everybody wants to talk about when things are going on. But what do you do after the case? What do you do after the fact? So I wanted to congratulate you about being a champion on that. So I'm going to switch gears for a second, right? Because I got to give you a plug on, you know, this gentleman right here is CEO of probably our biggest hotel in town?
No, second largest.
Second largest? Okay, I'm sorry. Well, sometimes.
We try harder. So,
the second largest hotel in our downtown building. So what's the Northern got going on? Tell me about that a little bit.
Well, I'm really proud of the Northern. We're going to have our 8th anniversary in March.
Wow.
And they said it wouldn't last, right?
There you go.
Northern's the oldest business I don't know if the oldest in town, but we were 1902, open and closed in 2006 for a few years. My brother and I bought it out of on the steps of the county courthouse at a foreclosure auction. We were the only bidders, by the way.
Hey, that's all right.
Seems like everybody was smarter than us, probably. But
you scared them all away.
We built, my brother and I built the only 4-star business hotel in the state of Montana. And that's our market. We're after the business traveler. It's a little bit of a challenge nowadays, but in most times when there is business travel and planes are flying full of people, the Northern's full. And we have lots of meeting space. We have fine dining restaurant named 10, which is named after my father, Thomas Edgar Nelson.
Okay.
By the way, his favorite dinner was steak and a glass of red wine. We got that.
Okay.
And then in the mornings, we have a comfort food at Bernie's Diner We have a new motto at Bernie's Diner: for a delicious meal that's nowhere finer, try your luck at Bernie's Diner.
Did you fix that table?
Yes, I did.
Did you fix that table?
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right, good.
So that's named after my mother. And however, we don't offer her favorite meal, which was coffee, toast, and a cigarette.
Okay, fair enough.
You can have the smoke on the way out.
There you go. There you go.
It's not legal. But and then we have a really wonderful boutique and some great meeting space. And 150 of probably the finest people working in there that you never want to know.
Awesome. Awesome. I think it's really important, you know, people see what I like about you is, and I'll tell this story really quick. When we met at Bernie's, I go to the valet. My ticket won't work for the parking garage. And so I go back in and look for the concierge, Mike, standing there. He's like, "What's wrong? Like, my ticket won't work." He's like, "Come on, let's go back." So the CEO of the second largest hotel in Billings, Montana, walks me to my car to do this. So why am I telling that story? Personable, touchable, reachable. In our community, sometimes it doesn't feel that way. So to have people in leadership positions that are touchable, reachable, personable, I think is really, really important. So I want to commend you for that aspect of the role that you play in our community as well.
So can we go back to diversity a little bit?
Absolutely.
Because diversity and what we're doing at the Chamber, a couple of things. It's all about uncomfortable conversations, and I just squirmed a little bit in my chair. Because what I tell about Billings is that we are approachable, that we're comfortable, and that we mean what we say when we tell you that we really like you. And if everybody doesn't feel that way, then something's wrong, right?
And I think, we had this conversation over lunch. I really think, I said this before, problem happens on Sunday, we're all hype. On Tuesday, you go back to your real life.
Yeah, you do.
Well, some of our real lives are a little bit different.
Yes, right? Sir.
And so, like I said, it's going to take progressive groups to push this thing forward. And I'm really, really big on this. I'm really big on the solution piece, not the fight. The solution piece.
Yes, sir.
I really want to commend you and your leadership for, taking on that tall task, especially in a community where 90% of the people look the same. It's a really tall task. And again, just looking at the diversity group, I was impressed. I'm like, where all these people come from? It's like, okay, well, we're trying here, Well,
that was a challenge too. I have a lot of emotions coming up in me right now, but I'm proud of the fact that, with the Chamber, when we started this, we knew we didn't want to just have a document on a shelf, right? Because I got shelves and I got plenty of documents that I haven't looked at in a long time. We wanted to just start.
Yep.
We can change the world that way.
Yep.
But let's just start.
So I tell all my guests, we got to leave me with one nugget of wisdom. So what's that thing you wake up to every day, or you tell yourself out through the day, that just to keep yourself motivated or to keep your people motivated? What's that one thing you live by?
I'm glad you asked me that. I just want to be a good neighbor.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what and thanks for asking me that, because honestly, that's what I tell all the people I work with and all my neighbors, and I want to be there for them, and I want the hotel to be a good neighbor, and I want to be a good neighbor.
Hey, you heard it here. Mike Nelson, second largest hotel in Billings, Montana. He just wants to be a good neighbor. I think he's doing some really, really positive things in the Billings, Montana community. And I want to, again, lastly, congratulate you and thank you for being on the Be Better podcast.
I come back tomorrow if you want. Thanks.
I might have you back.
Okay.
Signing out. Be better. Next time.